This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. All preparations are in place for counting of votes for the assembly elections in four states, West Bengal, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Assam and the Union Territory of Puducherry, to take place tomorrow. In Assam, 40 centres have been set up across all 35 districts for the upcoming counting process amid tight security. In West Bengal, counting of votes will be taken up at 77 counting centres across the state with multi-layered security in place to ensure transparency. Total 200 companies of central forces have been deployed for the counting venues. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has taken the extraordinary step of cancelling the entire voting process in the Falta Assembly constituency of South 24 Paragnas district in West Bengal. Fresh polling will be held on the 21st of this month across all 285 polling centres, including auxiliary booths. Counting of votes will be held on the 24th of May. In Tamil Nadu, a total of 10,545 personnel are being deployed for the purpose of counting, supported by 4,624 micro-observers. In Puducherry, elaborate security and monitoring mechanisms are in place. Talking to Akashvani, Puducherry Chief Electoral Officer P. Jawahar said, "The entire process will be conducted in a transparent manner under the supervision of observers appointed by the Election Commission." In Kerala, senior officials reviewed the preparations at all 140 counting centres in the state. An Indian space startup, Galaxy, today successfully launched world's first Optosat satellite, Mission Drishti, aboard SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from California in United States. Weighing 190 kilograms, it is India's largest privately developed Earth observation satellite. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the successful launch of Mission Drishti satellite. The government today said that it is taking all measures to ensure energy supply, maritime operations and support to Indian nationals amid the evolving situation in West Asia. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has said enforcement actions continue across the country to curb hoarding and black marketing of LPG. The government further informed that a Marshall Islands-flagged LPG carrier, MT Sarva Shakti, carrying 46,313 metric tons of LPG, has safely crossed the Strait of Hormuz yesterday. The vessel is expected to arrive at Visakhapatnam on the 13th of this month. The UAE General Civil Aviation Authority yesterday announced full resumption of normal air navigation operations within UAE airspace and the lifting of temporary precautionary measures. Indian and UAE carriers are operating flights from UAE to various destinations in India. Nine people were killed in a massive fire that broke out in a four-story building at Vivek Vihar of Shahdara in Delhi this morning. The blaze is believed to have been triggered by an air conditioner blast. 14 fire tenders were rushed to the spot, who brought the blaze under control. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the fire incident. Prime Minister Modi also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from PM's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences, or AIIMS, has developed a new surgical technique that is being seen as a major breakthrough in treating several spine deformities. In a statement, AIIMS said the procedure has been used over the past 7 years, offering hope to patients who earlier faced very high surgical risks and limited treatment options. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare released the Rashtriya Bal Swasthya Karyakram, that is RBSK 2.0 guidelines recently. The updated framework broadens the established 4Ds approach: defects at birth, diseases, deficiencies and developmental delays. It also incorporated new age health challenges including non-communicable diseases, mental health conditions and behavioral concerns. The WhatsApp channel of Akashvani News has successfully reached the milestone of 1 lakh followers. The WhatsApp channel provides daily news updates, breaking news and alerts. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets in Hyderabad. Chasing the target of 166 runs set by Hyderabad, Kolkata made 169, losing 3 wickets in 18.2 overs. In another match, Punjab Kings were 38 for the loss of 4 wickets in 7 overs against the host Gujarat Titans at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.